I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. An FMI-supported pastor in Bangladesh spent the holidays and New Year in prison on false charges. Today, FMI's Bruce Allen says Pastor Tomal is a free man. The good news doesn't end with his release.
Today, there's a murderer, drug dealer, a rapist, and three other prisoners serving jail sentences for their crimes whose names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because Pastor Tomal spent weeks alongside of them.
Praise God for opening a third ministry site for Pastor Tomal in the local prison.
That local Islamic council wanted to keep Tomal in jail in order to silence him, but they didn't realize that his vocal testimony in the jail was reverberating loudly. Intercede for Tomal's reacclimation to home life. He's been changed because of what he's gone through.
For believers in Libya, Christian community is a danger many are willing to forego. Libya has been divided for over a decade by rival governments and instability. Islamic law rules. Riyad Jabala, friend of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The situation now in Libya is not stable, also among the family. So still the church, it's underground and still individual.
Libya is an extremely difficult place for believers, with harsh persecution coming from family as well as the government. Please pray for believers to be bold in their witness, and praise God for how social media and the internet have helped spread the gospel.
But we believe through these circumstances, God is here, God is working, God mentioned his name and used many factors and many situations to witness to him.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.